7 degrees in Nashville. We expect sunny skies today, a high in the upper 80s. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Nashville's Metro Council passed the city's first set of regulations for data centers last night. The rules limit where data centers can be built based on facility size and energy use, and place limits on on-site. Place limits on on-site fossil fuel generation. The bill passed easily with almost no discussion, along with 9 amendments. There was a brief public comment period with a small number of speakers. Richard Massey, an activist from Memphis, says Nashville should start considering next steps now to further refine regulations, citing his experience watching XAI pollute and use massive amounts of water in his community.
Go further by mandating environmental impact studies and distance from medium-sized data centers. Mandate quarterly reporting for power demand and protect folks in Nashville prior to the groundbreaking of both of these proposed data centers.
Legislation by Councilmember Courtney Johnston may make that possible. Johnston amended her bill to set up a moratorium on all new construction until December 1st. The idea is to allow the council time to set up more rules. The council also advanced legislation from Mayor Freddie O'Connell. The mayor aims to use eminent domain on a property where data center developer DC Blocks plans to build a facility just a short distance from the Nashville Zoo. The company bought the more than 20-acre property last week for $23 million. In order to move forward with the eminent domain plan, the city will have to prove to a court that seizing the DC Blocks property is necessary. One Mid-State county is delaying the start of the school year. On Monday, Sumner County Schools was alerted to a data breach of the district's computer network. Now officials say they have revised the district calendar so that the problem could be handled before students report to campus. New student registration was originally slated to happen today. Now it's postponed to August 4th and 5th. The first day of school in Sumner County is now August 10th. In the meantime, the district is working with federal law enforcement and has hired third-party forensic specialists to investigate the data breach. Tennessee is celebrating the 4-year anniversary of its 988 Mental Health Lifeline with a brand new logo. The new design is meant to bring proper branding and awareness to the Lifeline, as well as its sustained efforts in helping Tennesseans since 2022. The Lifeline was created to help residents experiencing a mental health crisis by connecting them with immediate support and resources based on their needs. 988 has had over 300,000 texts, calls, and chats from residents since its creation, with that volume increasing year by year. During just the past 12 months, the Lifeline received over 93,000 calls and nearly 52,000 chats and texts. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.